हरे रामा हरे रामा रामा हरे हरे.
Welcome to this Kartik inspiration. When being in Vrindavan, there are times when Vrindavan acts like a mirror, which shows you the things you still need to work at. At that time, you become reminded of your conditions, the covering. But still, being in Vrindavan is like standing before a curtain in a theater. You sense there's some movement behind the curtain. The curtain moves. There are some sounds. The actors are getting ready. There's a beautiful scenery. And it's only a matter of time before the curtain opens. In the same way, being in Vrindavan confronts you with the veil of matter, the veil which is knit or woven with the three gunas, with the mistakes of others, with the problems, with cheating, with everything. It's a big veil. But at times when you are alone, when you remind yourself that now the stage is set, or every distraction is gone, you can now be with Krishna. At those times, these alone with Krishna times, you can feel a sense that behind this curtain there is a wonderful world, and it is only a matter of time, days, months, or whatever, before the curtain parts and opens and gives way to the beautiful spiritual reality. Now, what can help us to open the veil? There are many recommendations, like engaging in the five powerful processes of bhakti, which brings your inclination towards Krishna. But today I want to speak about taking a sacred bath, which is perhaps the most simple thing you can do. When you take a bath in the Yamuna, there is a very nice prayer which is said. The prayer is in Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi, where Prabodhananda Sarasvati says, "When will I wash off the dirt from my dirty body and my identification with it, while repeatedly bathing in the water of the Yamuna, which is muddled with the musk that comes from Srimati Radharani's chest?" Yes, sprinkling ourselves with sacred Yamuna water, either in real or in meditation, will wash off these conditionings. Here's how to take a sacred bath. You approach the sacred body of water. You say a prayer, or if you don't have one handy, you can do a self-composed prayer, and then you respectfully pay your obeisances, and before entering with your body into the waters, you take three drops of water, sprinkle them over your head, then touch with the water your two eyes, your two ears, your two nostrils, and your mouth, all the openings of the body. And then you can either physically or meditatively enter the sacred water. I always like to open my eyes when I'm under the water, and often I see movements colors and so on in the sacred water, which are highly inspiring because they indicate that there's something going on behind the veil, something going on beyond my conditioning, a sacred movement. I wish you all the best and see you for next Kartik Inspiration. But perhaps before we end, take a bath and meditation. No? You might even take help of a photo of the Yamuna, and that will do very, very good things for you and soften your heart. So see you next.